Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, May 16th. In the news this morning, we're going to start off the week with higher prices. July corn up 16 and a quarter overnight, 797 and a half. July wheat up 57 and three quarters. That was at 1235 and a quarter. July beans up 14 and three quarter cents at 1661 and a quarter. The big news to start the week, India banned wheat exports due to their heat wave. They claim they may become net importers of wheat, though I find that hard to believe. The Indians did say they will export to countries to meet their food security. So with that, after the announcement was made that they're going to ban exports, the Egyptians bought 500,000 metric tons of Indian wheat. This was after Egypt rejected wheat from Russia. They had a cargo come in, and they couldn't really tell where it was from, how it was flagged. So there were too many discrepancies, and apparently they sent the Russian wheat back. It may have been Ukrainian wheat. Nobody really knows. Today we're going to get crop progress. Most are looking for corn to be 42 to 48% planted. That's still way behind. We need to really catch it up this week. We're going to have some showers out there, so it's really, you know, can we get 40% planted this week? I don't really think so. So that'll probably give corn a little added boost. What may offset that somewhat is what we're starting to hear is that farmers are switching soybean acres back to corn because of the high income and the potential yields, despite the high input costs. It looks like there's going to be some switching. Apparently, Informa, or the whatever they call the new group, they're going to come out today and say corn acres could be increased by 1 million to 2 million acres, and that'll come out of the beans. So that's a trend we have to continue to watch here. We'll get NOPA tomorrow. They're looking for 172.4 million bushels crushed. The Kansas wheat tour starts tomorrow. Certainly, the wheat in western Kansas is going to be a disaster. It should get better as they move east, or, you know, they'll start, I guess, on each end of the state and move toward the middle. But the eastern yields ought to be significantly better than the western yields, though not great. We didn't see any export sales here today. That's always a little bit negative. But overall, is this going to be another one of these days where we open higher and then fall apart? I don't know. I think it's 50-50. I think the wheat reacted too strong to this Indian news, particularly when they sold 500,000 metric tons to Egypt. So, you know, is it nonsense? Nobody really knows out here. But that's really about it. The weather for this week looks a little bit wetter than last week. Not bad. A little bit cooler. Temperatures in the 70s, high 60s to low 90s around much of the Midwest. A few scattered showers here and there, but no major systems. But there's a couple of these systems moving through that could delay planting. But we do know farmers in a lot of cases are trying to run 24 hours. They've got these new LED lights that make it a lot easier. So, you know, they can do a lot of work very quickly out here. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.